This is Ozarks at Large. This weekend, one of the largest annual participatory events in Northwest Arkansas will take place, the Coleman Race for the Cure. Saturday's race is the 16th annual and includes a competitive 10K race, a competitive 5K, as well as non-competitive 5K and one-mile runs and walks. The parent organization, Coleman Ozark, will then distribute thousands of dollars raised through the races to area agencies that are providing aid to women and men with breast cancer.
This is our resource library. Anyone who wants to can come in and grab booklets, pamphlets for free, and then check out specialized books on cancer treatment.
Erin Allen is program coordinator at Washington Regional Cancer Support Home and the project director for No Excuses Breast Cancer Outreach Program. Through both of those positions, she's been able to see the benefit of Coleman dollars. She says the Washington County Regional Cancer Support Home in the past year has been able to provide over 500 services to local clients with aid from a Coleman grant.
We've been able to do things like free breast cancer screenings. We've been able to help pay for diagnostic services for people who don't have insurance. And as more people are getting insurance, what we're seeing is that a lot of people still need help paying for procedures because they can't meet their deductible or their co-pays. So we're able to help out with those as well.
Coleman Ozark says since 1998, the year of the first Coleman Race for the Cure in Northwest Arkansas, the organization has granted $8 million to entities in a 10-county service area. This year's grant slate was recently announced and included $670,000 for a dozen local organizations. Lauren Marquette is the Director of Mission Services for Coleman Ozark.
The last grant cycle, we had almost $1 million in requests, and we were able to fortunately grant out $670,000, but that's still a big hole that we still need help, and you know, hopefully our race will help plug that hole some more.
Coleman Ozark also earmarks some of the money raised for national work and research.
25% of the money that's raised that doesn't go straight to our local community goes to our national research portfolio to help find the cure. And there's been some drugs that have already been and different research has already been benefiting women in our area from money that we have given to research. And we've given actually over $2 million.
The Coleman Ozark region includes now a pair of counties in southern Missouri, added 3 years ago. Lauren Marquette says the board of directors realized women from those Missouri counties were traveling south into Carroll and Boone counties in Arkansas for services. Coleman money helps pay salaries for breast health navigators, people who help patients diagnosed with breast cancer weave through the financial, medical, and emotional mazes following a diagnosis. Misty Johnson, a navigator with the Cancer Support Home in Fayetteville, says the navigator's role can vary, but it begins by just being available.
I just actually met a client today, a patient, and her main concern was just to know that I was there. She didn't have any questions about her diagnosis. She didn't have any questions about her upcoming appointment. She just wanted to know what could I, you know, could I go with her to appointments? Could I come to her house today? She just had to know that she had someone because she only has her two sons.
Dr. Dana Greer knows very well about the services provided by Coleman grant recipients. She also knows how valuable it can be to have those services available. She's on the board for Coleman Ozark and is a physician at the Breast Center. She's also a breast cancer survivor. She says there are many ways to screen for breast cancer, and hers was discovered on a screening ultrasound.
It turns out I have dense breast tissue, and this was a new tool that we were using in our office, and I volunteered to be screened with this new tool. And I was the first patient that we detected using this new screening tool, so it was kind of ironic. But since that time, we've found several additional, about seven cancers that weren't found on mammography. We know that mammography is not it's not going to find every breast cancer. So we have lots of different things that we use in our toolbox.
Dr. Greer's profession meant she was always concerned with breast health, and her work as a board member of Coleman Ozark emphasized that concern. But understandably, she says her involvement in the last couple of years has become even more important.
I mean, I've always thought I was empathetic, and I think I was, but the first few months, I wasn't secretive about my diagnosis, but I didn't just, you know, throw it out towards every patient or whatever. But it's definitely something that's useful to me in gaining trust from my patients. when I'm, you know, talking to somebody and they have that skeptical look in their eye, like, you've got to be kidding, or you're just pulling my leg, you know. There are a lot of times where I can pull out my personal experience and say, hey, you know, I've been there, I know exactly how you're feeling, and it's just immediate icebreaker.
Dr. Greer says the Coleman grants, funded through the annual Race for the Cure, are given to areas of largest need, including paying for mammograms and or MRIs. She acknowledges the grant requests every year outstrip the money available. However, Erin Allen with the Washington Regional Cancer Support Home and the No Excuses Breast Cancer Outreach Program says Coleman money has helped the No Excuses program reach more women as early as possible than ever before.
We'll do whatever we can, be it a screening event to make things more convenient, or we'll provide translators if the barrier is language or cultural. We're doing some really neat investigations about outreach to the not only the Hispanic community, but also the Marshallese community. I'm talking with some English as a second language teachers who are serving adults that are in need of this type of care. So we're doing all we can to reach people who really do face barriers to care.
Lauren Marquette, Director of Mission Services for Coleman Ozark, says it's possible to trace the effect Coleman grants have on patients through a timeline. She says one recent patient named Carmen is an example.
She got a mammogram and diagnostic testing from community clinic. She then needed a mastectomy, which she received community clinic, all Coleman funding. She came here to the Washington Regional Cancer Support Home for wigs and some prosthesis. She actually used another grantee of ours that is a Hispanic breast health navigator because she didn't speak any English, and then she went to Hope for prescription assistance. So she used four Coleman fundings to make sure her continuum of care was such that her quality of life was good.
And for Dr. Dana Greer, her work with the Coleman Ozark Board, her work with her patients, and her experience with breast cancer all serve as added points of emphasis when it comes to understanding the value of what the grants can provide.
And so many of the things that I took for granted, having somebody with me at my appointments, having somebody bring me food, having somebody take me to my appointments, having somebody just sit there and listen, you know, when they were throwing all this information. Those things were just, you know, the kind of things that I thought everybody had. But we see typically a lot of our Coleman grant recipients don't have that support system. They may not necessarily have, first, a lot of them don't have insurance or money to pay for their co-pays. A lot of them don't have family in the area, a lot of single moms. So we see, you know, all those things are really needed services that a lot of women just take for granted.
The 16th annual Coleman Ozark Race for the Cure is Saturday at the Pinnacle Hills Promenade in Rogers. The first race, the competitive 10K, begins at 7:30. Other events last from 7:45 through mid-morning. There is a race registration office that's open at the Pinnacle Hills Mall this week from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. There is also online registration available. And also Saturday, there are Kids for the Cure, Bark for the Cure, even a Sleep In for the Cure event. For more information, ColemanOzark.org.